Blog Talk Radio.
From the world we see to the unseen world we sometimes see that makes us stand in awe of God's universe, this is Betsy Baleka welcoming you from Cape Washington in the south to Nunavut and the Northern Lights in the Arctic Circle, from the White House gates to Lion's Gate, from Casablanca to everyone listening around God's globe. Hi, Gigi. This is Tuning In with Betsy from Marvelous Manhattan and Tropical Toronto, where it is a steamy, tropical 108 degrees Fahrenheit with the Humidex Index. So I hope everybody in Toronto is staying cool and either has a fan going or an air conditioner, or you're having a swim at one of our wonderful city parks. And today I'm going to tell you 27 events that are going to happen between September and October of this year, 2015. But first, let me start with something that has parents quite upset in Ontario. Our premier has okayed sex education. So in grade one, what will the kids be learning? So I was 6 years old in grade one. You will learn the names of body parts, including the correct names for sexual organs. Well, I was learning my ABCs back then. Grade two, when you're 7 years old, you will learn basic stages of human development. Well, at 7 years old, I was preparing for my first Holy Communion and learning little math, like 2 and 2 is 4, division, long division. Grade three, people, children in Ontario will learn lessons on gender identity and sexual orientation. Grade three, Mrs. Shigan was teaching us how to put a paragraph together to learn how to write a story. Grade four in Ontario, you will learn different types of bullying that can take place online and in person, including homophobia, as well as descriptions of the physical changes accompanying puberty. So grade four, I was learning to play the piano, 9 years old. Then we have grade five in Ontario. You will learn the parts of the reproductive system. In grade five, back in Pennsylvania, I was learning about, believe it or not, the Hudson Bay Company. And I thought that was thrilling and exciting. Grade six, you will learn there will be discussion of negative gender stereotypes and masturbation. Well, I can guarantee you they didn't teach that in grade six at St. Ed's. We learned instead about St. Malachi and how many popes there would be till the end of time, which would bring us up to Pope Francis I. Grade 7 in Ontario, you will learn the risks of early pregnancy, sexually transmitted diseases, and the concept of consent are introduced to the students in Ontario. In grade 7, let's see, I was learning math and history, lots of history. Grade 8 in Ontario, contraception, sexual intimacy, and decisions about sexual activity will be discussed. In grade 8, the nuns were preparing me for Catholic high school. So, this is my Betsy's parents sent her to Catholic school, and I am very happy that they did, because I don't know about this education. I'm glad I'm not in school anymore. Thank you, God. So let's get to the hot topics of the day. How about Pope Francis allows forgiveness for the sin of abortion? So this is from a newspaper, the Toronto Star, September 2nd, which was just a few days ago. And this was in the news section, Section A. And it tells how Pope Francis has now given priests the authority to forgive the sin of abortion and welcomes people back to the church. I personally think this is great. I think it's fantastic. Apparently before you had to see the bishop. Bravo for Pope Francis, who's coming to the USA later this month. So let's get down to the real nitty-gritty. September of 2015 is called the Month of Convergence, and you can Google this. The dates, September the 13th, September the 23rd, and September the 28th, which I'm sure you know that's the last blood moon. So the first thing we have to discuss and talk about is Rabbi Chaim Kanevsky, who is a leading Israeli rabbi. He asserts the coming of the Messiah is imminent to fall at the end of the sabbatical year. Just to let you in on the news, 2015 is the sabbatical year. And it ends on the 29th day of Elul, which is Saturday, September the 12th. And I don't know anything about, if you know anything about the Shemitah, but that's the next thing on my list here. This is a seven-year cycle, the Shemitah, observed by Jews around the world. And a lot of Christians are learning about it, such as myself. The year 5775 is the current year of the Jewish calendar. It began, the Shemitah began, September 25th, 2014, and the Shemitah ends September 13th, 2015. Shemitah means release. So, every 7 years, according to the Old Testament, and I quote God himself, you should forgive all debt, all debtors. And that means countries should forgive debt too, or else we wouldn't be in the mess we're in now. And then, the third topic of interest is Rosh Hashanah, the Jewish New Year. It's also known as the Feast of Trumpets. That is this coming week, September 15th, 2015. And strange but true, it's the Year of Light, a dating system, and I don't mean dating like we're boyfriend, girlfriend, but a dating system, meaning dates, and it's used by Freemasonry, and that Year of Light is, their date is September 14th, 2015. And then, I'm sure you've heard about this, the UN restoration of Palestine is expected to occur this September of 2015. And I know I've mentioned this on the show before. Jade Helm is a U.S. military exercise. It began in the southern United States, July 15th, and it ends September the 15th. Then we have the International Day of Peace, which is September 21st. So when you think of the International Day of Peace, read the Bible, Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 3. And it says, when they shall say peace and safety, which is what this International Day of Peace is saying. They want peace and safety. When they shall say on earth peace and safety, then sudden destruction comes. Then we have the final Jubilee year, which is 2015-2016, it does begin on Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement, September 22nd to the 23rd. And you can Google the final Jubilee. And a Jubilee year, God can be very generous and very, very generous to us and bring us abundance, or he can also bring his judgment upon us. And then we have the Day of Arafat, which is also September 22nd and 23rd, and that is a feast of Islam. And also in Islam, we have the Feast of Sacrifice, which is September 24th, is when Abraham was willing to sacrifice his son for God. and then God spared his son's life. And then we observe this month the Israel recaptured Jerusalem. If you were alive during the 1967 war, it's now 48 years ago of observing that war. And then there's the Mayan time cycle, which for some reason, there wasn't an explanation. I didn't have time to watch the video. September 11th to September 23rd is 5,126 days, but that's a very important number. And then this creeps Betsy out. CERN, which I believe is in Switzerland, CERN, C-E-R-N, hits full power this month, September 23 and 24. And there are rumors that when this thing, well, people think they can recreate the Big Bang. I think they should leave their hands off of God's works and leave it the way it is and leave the work of the universe up to God. But that CERN, when it hits its full power, it will open other dimensions. Well, then I would not like to see what the heck comes out of other dimensions, because it may not be angels and saints. It could be demons and very negative. And then they mentioned online Madonna's concert this month or this end of the year. Why would you call it the desecration of the bride? Like, what the heck is on her mind? Where the bride, Christ comes back for his bride, which is the church, and why would you, whether you are Madonna or a newbie or anyone trying to get into show business and put yourself first, why would you name something your desecration tour, desecration of the bride? Then we have dear Pope Francis. He will be addressing the U.S. Congress this September the 24th. The next day, he will be at the UN Assembly, September 25th. Then Pope Francis will say Mass at Madison Square Garden, September 25th, and he will say it in Spanish. So Trump, if you're listening, please don't deport the Pope. We love him. And then Mass will be said in Philadelphia by the Pope at St. Peter and Paul's Basilica. Now, though I lived in Philadelphia, I knew St. John's down on 13th Street, but I can't place where that basilica is. But I'll find out. Then we have the French Prime Minister will meet with Secretary of State John Kerry, and they will discuss the 500 days of climate change. Well, please do something, because our dear Arctic British Columbia North, but also Alaska, if you saw it on the news the other night, the Inuit, they have nowhere to live. It's melting. Your home is melting. Then we have September 25, 26, 27th, the Tomorrow World Festival. And the topic is, will the keys open up the gate for the Antichrist? Well, I guarantee you, I might have been at Woodstock, but this is one world festival I would avoid. Then we have, from September 27th to October the 5th, the Feast of Tabernacles. Now, just know that the Jews were in the desert for 40 years. The cloud, we call it the glory cloud. God gave them a cloud during the day to guide them. And at night, he gave them fire, which was his presence. So for 40 years, all of the Jewish people's needs were taken care of. Their shoes didn't wear out. They had plenty to eat. They had water. They had no problems. So when we go through this tribulation, turn to God and ask him. Ask and believe it, and you'll receive it. And also, if you notice, Jesus observed, of course, all the Jewish holidays, Yom Kippur, Rosh Hashanah, and Feast of Tabernacles, Feast of Trumpets, and Hanukkah, that when we observe and pray during those special times, the portal of heaven is open for you to get your prayers answered. And then we also look forward to the thousand-year reign of Jesus, Yeshua, who shall rule from Jerusalem. All nations will learn the great things that happen when they follow the ways of the God of Israel. There will be peace. Shalom will spread out from Jerusalem and encompass the whole world. And that's also being observed this year during the Feast of Tabernacles. Again, it's September 27th to October the 5th. Then we have September the 28th, the fourth blood moon. Then, I don't know if you've heard about this, but we're supposed to have the instability of the U.S. dollar. And in 1929, the stock market dipped twice. It didn't crash all at once. It dipped two times, and then it crashed. Now, if you recall, earlier in August, it dipped two times, and I would say the Elul is this Sunday, the 13th. But since the stock market is closed on Sundays, look for this coming Friday, the 11th, to have some blips happening. And then, later on in the fall, Chinese president visits the USA. Now, isn't that something? And did you know that China wants a new world currency? And I don't know if you heard this prophecy, but that when colored money comes out, watch for the American economy to collapse. Well, we already have colored money in Toronto and Canada. Our $5 bill is blue. It's plastic. We have plastic money up here. The $10 bill is purple. The $20 bill is green. Gosh, the $50 bill, I think, is pink. Pink salmon. Salmony pink. And then our $100 bill is brown. And it's all plastic money. It became plastic about 3 years ago. And a lot of people left their, inadvertently, some guy left his wallet on his stove, and some people left their money in their pants when their clothes were in the dryer, and it melted. But the Bank of Canada, it did give them their money. And then we have the sign. Oh, yes, what I was saying. China wants a new world currency. That's part of the new world order. And watch for the IMF, International Monetary Fund, to make an announcement in October of this year. And then, if you read the parable of the fig tree in the Bible, it says, oh, when the fig tree, when the leaves come out, oh, you know, spring is coming and it's near, the time is near. But if you look for these signs on the earth in the newspaper, the news headlines are matching the Bible prophecies, you'll know that the kingdom of God is at hand. And so I want to thank everybody for listening to Tuning In with Betsy. I'm very disappointed that one of my guests for the 9th of September, he's having surgery, unfortunately, on the 14th. He can't make it. And he was supposed to talk about the Pope and a few very interesting topics. I'm very sad that he can't make it. But the nice happy news is that my past guest, Neil Russell, who wrote Newton's Riddle, is going to be the guest maybe or sometime this week. Now, I know he was very busy during September, and he didn't think he'd be able to do the show again. But his schedule has cleared, and he's wonderful talking about end times prophecy, what to look for. And you know that Newton said he felt Jesus would return in 2020. And it may not be the exact time, but it's in the neighborhood. So I'll say thank you for listening to Tuning With Betsy. Don't forget to talk to your angel. Talk to God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. They're waiting to hear from you. God bless you. I love you. Love the world. share compassion, and pray for all the refugees. God bless you.